This is Corolla Digital.
A master carpenter who's here to help you out. If you can't fix it, then let A show you how.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get on. Minute, get on, man. Welcome to Ace on the House. I'm Adam Kroll. It's Stromer over there, man.
Stromer's here. How you doing?
What are you working on, Stromer?
I'm working on this cappuccino down the street. There's this beautiful place. What's the name of that place, Maddie?
It's called Little Grand.
Oh, Adam. Croissants fluffier than heaven's own cloud.
Delicious
cappuccinos.
Yeah.
Quiche to beyond your wildest dreams. It's my ritual. I come every day on a Wednesday. Where do I go? I drive right there and get my little number.
What kind of quiche?
Bacon. Bacon and leeks.
Ace, you should know that was my first quiche suggestion from a couple months ago, but they were closed on the weekend, so there was not a chance to pick it up for your event.
I'm into quiche now. I'm making a note. It says quiche. I don't know how to spell it.
Q-U-I-C-H-E, I believe. Am I right, Gary?
C-H-E.
Thumbs up.
Yeah, that was a gay test, and you just failed. Let's round him up.
Corset. C-O-R-S-E-T-T.
Get him down to the border.
Corset.
Put him in a cage with the kids.
I've been discovered.
He's outed himself.
That whole marriage thing was a big front, right? Like Rock Hudson.
I got another question. Which way is Mecca from here?
Interesting.
Do you
question.
Know? Do
yes.
You know?
East.
Ooh. All right. Gary says no, not east. Or Gary is what?
I was pointing up, trying to save myself.
Heaven, it's a place on earth.
Oh, that's right.
All right, so here's the deal. I went to that place to eat.
And?
Well, I went there with my agent, James Baby Doll Dixon.
Mm-hmm.
And James Baby Doll Dixon likes to smoke. And
is he a cigar guy or a cigarette guy?
He's a cigarette guy.
Okay.
And I live in California, so I'm freaked out because it's all second and third hand smoke, and everyone's freaked out, and everyone's an asshole, and everyone's like a Nazi when it comes to smoking.
Yeah,
but his thing is like, hey, we'll just sit outside, and then when I'm done, I can smoke, and I'm like kind of like, oh, okay, all right, and then somebody sits down at the table next to us, and I'm like, oh, the smoke is, oh, that person's gonna come over. It's such a horrible society we've crafted that I can't enjoy my breakfast because I'm scared that some asswipe's going to come over and start screaming at us about having a kid. And even though the kid's not with him, that smoke will cling to his cardigan. And then when he hugs his kid, when he gets home, that kid will then get a taste of cancer, you know, and I'm like, and so Baby Doll's like smoking and laughing and talking the whole time, and I'm just watching for where the smoke is going and seeing, has the person, like, they're reading a USA Today, did they smell the smoke, did they get their food yet, when are they gonna make their move? Like, every time the waiter walks around, I'm like, oh, he's coming to yell at us.
And keep in mind, you and I probably both spent at least a decade in a car with Salem cigarettes blowing from 1970 to 1980.
My parents didn't smoke.
My mom was a Salem lady.
Trying to think. They wouldn't have cared if they smoked in front of us. They didn't smoke. I'm guessing because it costs money and it was something.
Yeah.
Their policy is can't cost money, can't be anything.
Right.
My policy is purple.com/ace. Today's show to you. Brought
seamless.
To you by purple.com/ace. Propercloth.com/ace. Butcher Box. Oh, we love butcherbox.com. Use the promo code Adam. SimplySafeAce.com. And Geico as well. All right, so what are you working on?
Okay, so as a result of the economy, boy, there's a lot of work happening right now. So I am just inundated now with multiple projects. I got a couple of houses, some more recording studios, four houses from the ground up I'm doing. Going crazy.
Are you doing the whole house? You doing the bathroom?
Whole house.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
What do you think it's running a square foot, what you're
well,
doing?
Well, if it's if it's nice stuff, it's usually around $250 a square foot. If it's builder series, kind of, you know, we're just making it quick and dirty, about $150, $175, mm-hmm. somewhere around there.
I just got quoted like $550 a square foot.
Well, that's because you're Adam Carolla and they
Damn
see
it.
You coming.
They see me coming.
Yeah, you should have hired your friend Eric Stromer.
May.
Could you imagine the horror?
It'd be a fun project.
It might be okay.
Yeah. I got to say, I don't look at the NASDAQ or the Dow or anything like that too much, but I do go into the local Anawalt Lumber.
Well, that's my
down the street.
That's the litmus test.
And I just
it?
Go, how is it going? And they go, it's busy.
Yeah.
Super busy.
Right.
When I hear that the lumber yard is busy, that's basically the equivalent of, well, I'll tell you something. First, I'll tell you about Purple, but I'll tell you when I used to be on basic cable TV. Purple, quality of your sleep affects quality of your life. Always said a good mattress matters. That's my thing, man. That I've always said, get a good TV and a good mattress.
Yeah, you can't skimp on money when it comes to a mattress. Am
now,
I right?
Get no. a good, well, you don't have to pay an arm and a leg, but you have to get a good quality product.
That's right.
Let's get Purple, man. Feels different than anything you've experienced. Brand new material developed by an actual rocket scientist. Firm yet soft and breathable. Yet, cool. Keeps you cool. I got my daughter one of these, queen size, you know. She's a queen. Put it up on the, I built her.
The platform.
The platform. Yeah. I love it. It comes like a giant burrito. Comes all
yeah,
wrapped up in
a big doesn't it just like
sack.
Expand in the.
Oh, it does. Yes. 100-night risk-free trial if you're not fully satisfied. Return it for a full refund. You get a 10-year warranty, free shipping, and returns. But you're not going to return it. And right now. Our listeners get free sheet sets and mattress protector with the purchase. So just go to purple.com/ace. That's purple.com/ace. When you're on a popular show, you don't really need to see ratings. You just need to walk through the airport and have a couple people yell, hey, man, Joe, you know,
yeah.
whatever it is.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
you get an idea that the show's getting some traction.
That's right.
It was never, whenever I was on a show, and the show was doing good, you'd get that. If the show was doing bad, you wouldn't get that. You didn't need to look at the ratings.
Right.
And the thing about the economy is you just go to the lumberyard.
100%.
If it's busy, it's people are doing well. If
so,
it's not, it's not.
To the point where I just heard the other day that this guy up in Silicon Valley who's working for Apple, they just pulled his entire crew off of one job because Apple hired them away, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, in other words, the guys that have the most money, like, which is Apple in that particular area. I can't remember the name of the town, but it's
Cupertino.
Cupertino, right? Literally pulling crews from every other contractor in the town, bringing them to Apple, paying them double. They drop the belts and walk off the job immediately because there's no loyalty among thieves.
Mm-hmm.
And these guys are literally, you know, they can't find people to work. And it apparently... There is a bubble, and it will kind of all evaporate once Apple's complete, and then there'll be nobody there.
I would have no problem with my kid or kids learning a trade. I feel like you're good at something that involves building.
Yeah,
you'll be busy your entire life
if you're good, and give them the criteria for being good.
What's
I know
my
you
criteria?
Have. I know you have. Some.
My criteria is just the sec. I just everything I have in life's kind of second date. Somebody call. You go to somebody's house. You do some work at their house.
Yeah.
You go home, and at some point they call you a month later, and they go, "I got something else for you."
Right.
That's
but
it.
But why did they call you? You probably showed up on time, or maybe
sure. All the you know, but I don't dissect it that far.
You
like,
don't.
You're on. You do good work. Sometimes, well, here's the deal. You could show up late and do kick-ass work at a great price, and they'd still call
no,
you
that's
back.
True.
It's
yeah.
not like we have to check
yeah.
every box.
Yeah.
Some of it is you could be a little bit flaky. Like, how many times have you dealt with a customer where they were like, this guy's a little flaky, he can be a little late, he can be a little spacey, but he does kick-ass work.
Yeah.
And they go, I'll hire that guy.
Yeah, true. That's true.
Or they'll go, he's prompt, he's courteous, he's clean, He's honest. You know, his work's solid. He's not an artist, but he's on time, and he's always got his shirt tucked in.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. It's like it's an algorithm of a bunch of things,
yeah.
More right than wrong.
Right.
There's always going to be a little bit of wrong.
Yeah.
There's always going to be the, his transmission leaked in my driveway.
You got
I'm
those
pissed.
Guys. What would you say your qualification was for being a fine craftsperson before you got into the radio pod game?
I had super low self-esteem.
Nice.
So I'd be like, I'll go to the Home Depot Sunday night.
Yeah.
I'll buy, you know, 300 sticks of redwood dog-eared fencing or whatever, and then I'll drive them back to the shop and unload them, and I'll load them back up Monday morning and bring them to your house to do the job. But I'm not on the clock until I get to your house Monday morning.
Like, sure.
I wouldn't even charge for going to the Home Depot
maybe,
or anything.
Maybe
low self-esteem.
Maybe under Bitters Anonymous a little bit.
Yeah, I would be like, I was the guy who'd be like, so I got to buy, you know, 15 sheets of plywood to do your job. And would it be okay if you paid for half of it in advance?
Yeah.
Because I don't have enough money to fully pay for it. But it's cool if you don't want to pay. Like, I could pay for it.
Right.
And then you could hopefully pay me back when we're done the job. But I wouldn't be like, you pay for the materials. I'm on the clock. You know, if I'm at your house, you know, consulting, I'm on the clock.
Right.
If I'm at the Home Depot, I was never on the clock unless I was at their house working.
Yeah, I felt that way when I first started too. Like, I just didn't feel worthy of getting, like, I would be nervous to ask for my final.
I would never ask for money up front. I would always, I've been screwed a few times by like rich people because I would front all the money for all the crown molding and all the fencing and all the everything, and I didn't have any money.
Yeah.
And I would always put it up first, and hopefully they would pay me back. So good, low self-esteem.
Isn't that nice?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now you're better.
Old-fashioned self-esteem. Now I think my poop doesn't stink.
Is it better now, your self-esteem?
No, my self-esteem is always low. it's just realistic.
Yeah.
I don't do any... Matt, you've been my assistant for, I don't know, what have you been here for?
Going on 8 years.
How many, in 8 years, how many Saturdays have I called you, or Sundays, and said, hey man, I need you to do something for me, like now?
I mean, I could think of maybe one time.
Right. That's low self-esteem.
Yeah.
I've needed plenty of shit on Saturdays and Sundays over the last 8 years. I just wouldn't call you. Because my feeling is he's not working, and don't bother him, and go figure out a way to do it. Now,
you know there's no reception on Space Mountain.
Hey, my daughter's there today, as a matter of fact.
On Space Mountain?
Yeah.
If you ask one of the nutty housewives of Beverly Hills assistant to tell you how many times they've been called on a weekend, announce something's an emergency that involved their dog, and you needed to get over here ASAP and take care of it,
right,
it would be every other weekend. So that's good low self-esteem.
Would you say that do you do the thing where you compare down, or do you compare up to other people?
How's that work?
For example, I have, you know, $10 in the bank, but thank God I'm not that guy. He has $7 in the bank.
Oh.
Versus that guy has $50 in the bank. He's way better than me. How do you do it?
I do a version where I go, I'm funnier than that guy. Why the hell is he getting $1 million or whatever it is? But then I also understand the realistic side of the business,
you know?
So once in a while I go, like, I'm funnier than that guy. I should get paid more.
Right.
But that's pretty fleeting. And then most of the time I just go, I'm so consumed in whatever the next project is. I don't do a whole lot of comparing
and
contrast.
Well, that's where, if you want me to ever take out any of the folks that you're feeling jealous of, I'll do the Tonya Harding and hit him with the figure skate in the shin.
Please.
Coming out of the trailer.
I think you do it with the bat, but either way.
Whatever.
All right, do your spot, and then we'll bring up Donna.
I got to tell you, I just heard this thing about that you get bacon for life. Can you imagine any service anywhere in the world where you would actually get bacon for life?
Butcher Box.
Butcher Box, baby. High quality, healthy protein that you can trust. It's 100% grass-fed and finished beef. It's free-range organic chicken and heritage breed pork delivered right to your door on dry ice. So I went outside in the lobby today and I saw a whole freezer full of this stuff. Frankly, I'm a little perturbed.
You can take some home.
I can?
It's the best.
Could I have a little pork and bacon?
You may make all some quiche, perhaps.
Free shipping anywhere in the 48 United States. Wait, does that mean I'm a gay?
Just keep going. Okay.
Huge taste difference between animals raised on pasture versus concentrated feedlots, which is a big deal because the meat out there, some of it's not so clean and pure. This stuff, beautiful.
It's the best. I've had the chicken. I've had the pork. I've had the steak. I've not had the bacon.
Well, guess what? You get it for life now. For June only, all new customers will receive free bacon for life plus $10 off by going to butcherbox.com and using the discount code Adam.
All right. Donna Deutschman is on the line, CEO and president of Homes for Families. She's doing a lot of great philanthropic work. Is she online too? Or yeah. Yeah. Okay. Oh, there she is. Yeah. Hey, Donna.
Yes. Hi. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for joining us, and thanks for all the philanthropic work that you do. Tell us about how you help the veterans with the homes, please.
Absolutely. I'm with Homes for Families, veteran-enriched neighborhoods, and we are building hundreds of homes around the state and nationally, we hope soon, for veterans and providing social services and trauma-informed care to move at-risk veterans from low-income backgrounds up into the middle class and provide them the services they need to prevent them from becoming homeless.
What is the, and if you don't have any of these, you don't have to spin them out, but I imagine homelessness is a much higher percentage amongst veterans than it is amongst non-veterans. Is that a correct statement?
Yes, homelessness is much higher in veterans, and the highest number of homeless actually live in the state of California, and the highest number of those live in the city of Los Angeles. But what is very concerning is that even though there is a huge amount of funding going into homelessness today, very little is going to prevent homelessness. And many veterans are what we call situationally homeless. And what that means is that they come home and they're couch surfing, they're living maybe their whole family to one bedroom, they're living in a garage, or they're like a Marine family that we're serving. This Marine, and if you can imagine this, Adam, he went straight into the armed services out of being a foster youth.
Right.
He went in and he served in the Marines. He served 8 years. He was deployed 6 of those years. He married while he was in the Marines during one of his times that he was relieved in home. And his wife lived on the base. He had 2 children, 8 years, he had 2 children, and when he was released from the Marines, he and his family had only lived on bases. He had no rental history, and because he had been a foster kid, he had no address. So he comes home from the Marines, he's got no rental history, he has no credit history, went in as an 18-year-old kid from foster youth, and he can't get an apartment because he's got no rental or credit history. He can't get his benefits from the Marines because he's got no address.
Yeah.
So he and his spouse and their 2 kids are living in a motel.
It's funny.
So
yeah.
Their choices are a homeless center until they found us, and we were able to help them and get them into an apartment temporarily while we're building their home.
You're breaking ground in my hometown, which is North Hollywood. I'm just looking
at
my note. I'm kind of curious where that is because I probably broke down somewhere near where you're building that house at some point or fell off my bike or kissed a girl or walked home. Something. Where are you building that house?
The North Hollywood project is, let me get the exact address. It's.
Oh, wait a minute. Did the phone cut off? You there, Donna?
What?
And by the
yes,
way, the Donna Deutschman and the Donnie Deutschman, is there any Is there any?
There's no Donnie Deutschman. It's over by Mary Street and Elmer. Do you know where Elmer is?
No, I need the big. I need you know what? Don't even bother. This is stupid. I just saw a note that said you're building something north of it. I need the big streets.
Van Nuys Boulevard and Elmer.
Oh, hey, Van Nuys. Yeah, now I know.
Hey, Donna, when you're building these homes, what kind of modifications so that you can sort of help facilitate an easier transition for the veterans to come back into these houses? What are you doing modification wise?
Yeah, it's very important. Veterans come back with a lot of mental health issues and invisible wounds of war. When they're over working and going through their training as well as in the armed services, the lightest packs that they carry, for example, Army, is 100 pounds, and they need to have plugs and switches so that they don't get worse back and knee pains. But the most important thing is that we know that our veterans come back with PTSD, with post-traumatic stress disorder. And do you know that, again, homelessness being an issue, that making a house adaptable to a veteran's comfort level so that they don't have recurrences of post-traumatic stress is really critical. And we can do this with very small modifications that make a house amenable and comfortable for them to live in. And an example of that is the lighting. Whether you have ADD, ADHD, whether you have post-traumatic disorder or traumatic brain injury, which a lot of veterans get, you know, knocked around pretty hard out there, if you do not use fluorescent lighting in a house, you can make a house far more livable for that veteran. We also offer 6 different shower designs in the master bathroom. Whether or not you're fully adult with disabilities, any veteran can get one of 6 bathroom modifications to address their disabilities, including PTSD. Things like having a shower door that makes a lot of noise can be a problem. Needing a seat to sit down on because you may have fainting spells after coming back from having a traumatic brain injury. These things can make the difference between a veteran being able to reintegrate with their family and live comfortably in their home, or actually leaving the home because they feel that they are not able to function within their home environment.
Donna, what got you, and by the way, Donna was recently named San Fernando Valley Business Journal. They named her the Nonprofit Woman of the Year.
Wow. Good job, Donna.
I'd like to marry the for-profit Woman of the Year, but any port in a storm. How did you get into all of this, Donna?
Well, starting around 2008, there was a major shift in who was applying for affordable housing for low-income families. And it was a pretty dramatic thing in my mind. And that was, it was veterans. And we were getting people, young men and women, who were living in the projects, working full-time jobs, going to school at night. They had kids, and they were veterans. And this did not seem right. It did not seem right that people that had served 6 to 8 years, had protected our American dream, were actually applying for affordable housing and couldn't get into housing because the VA loans, the CalVet loans, were not made for low-income people. We worked with CalVet for a number of years, and now CalVet is able to fund some of our housing because of the fact that we provide the support services that make these veterans able to commit to a 30-year mortgage, low mortgage, only 30% of their monthly income, and pay off these mortgages. And those services are the financial literacy training, the educational programs, the trauma-informed care. We do trauma-informed art, etc. It's just that these young people who gave up the entire decade of their 20s really needed the services that they deserved.
Yeah, but hold on. That still doesn't explain how you got into it. I got into it
because I did not think it was fair that these young people had given up the entire decade of their 20s.
Did you have a history of building?
Yes. I'm a contractor myself.
Ah, okay. And that's, now this makes sense. They built over 140 homes in...
four veterans. We've built over 350 for low-income people, but now we've dedicated ourselves to veterans.
80 homes for low-income veteran families are under construction.
Fantastic. As we, good job, Donna.
Doing the Lord's work, man.
Yeah.
Let's give the company a plug. It's Homes for Families, Veteran Enriched Neighborhoods. And the website, you can donate at this website, homes4veterans.org. Is that correct, Donna?
It's actually homes4families.org. And we can, for your audience, we can always use extra contractors' hands, too. And in fact, Saturday, July 21st, we're having Hard Hats for Heroes. So if you go to that homes for the number 4families.org, you can also join up and come out and build some of these houses with our veterans.
Have you ever met Jimmy Carter? And if you have, did you guys have a stare down? Did you hug it out? Like, how did it go?
Very different program. Very different program. Again, one of the things that we do, that he's a wonderful person, I'm sure. But one of the things that we do is we're dedicated to veterans and also dedicated to the services and the mental health needs.
I get it. He's a lightweight.
We have a big mental,
you gotta have
health
a dance-off with Rosalind Carter. Take her down.
She's still alive?
I think she has bigger things to do right now.
Maybe.
Thanks, Donna. We
great
appreciate
job, Donna.
It. So it's homesforfamily.org.
That's right.
All right.
That's
there we
right.
go. Thank you, Donna Deutschman.
Thank you. Bye.
It's weird that her name is Donna Deutschman. I don't know why. The guy just keep thinking Donnie Deutschman.
Big ad guy,
can
right?
Can we check the Homes for Family thing, man?
Yep, that's our bad, sorry.
All right. Who do I yell at?
Yell at Gary.
His name rhymes with villain.
It's a weird...
It's my fault, though, because I should have double-checked it.
Well, here's the thing. I say to people a lot, it's a good answer, which is... I used to get this with, like, Gary at the other shop, where, like, Rob would always go, he drilled a hole in the ceiling and then started dumping maple syrup through it. I don't know what you want me to do. And I'm like, well, we all have established clearly that he screws up a lot, yeah. Right? Yes. Okay. Well, knowing that, we must check his work.
As long as people take it on, then you forgive him, right?
Well, it's kind of weird. There's a thing, which is, if you have a kid... Who, although Dylan's a college-educated married man, an adult who smokes, so probably not going to take this as a compliment. But if you have a kid who's a fuck up and like leaves the front door unlocked all the time, and then you come home and the house is wide open and no one's around, it's not all on the kid. It's partially on mama or dad or whoever announced. Who's ever announced 35 times that it's the kid's fault for leaving the door unlocked? At a certain point, when you're walking out to the minivan, you got to walk past the front door and make sure that thing is locked.
And boy, do I ever.
I think we have established Dylan as a guy who's screws up a bio or two on occasion. So now we must check the work. And there you go. All right. We got a lot of calls up there.
We got hot lines.
Hotlines. Let's see. Someone's buying a condo. Tease those. What do you got there? Like, flipping a house?
Yeah,
considering
man.
Doing a hidden door?
There's a whole thing about a cracked sink under a counter. That sounds interesting to me.
That's hot, man.
That's hot lines, baby doll. Hot.
Let's see. We got Folsom. We got Vegas. We got Chicago.
We're worldwide.
I'm curious about Ryan and his hidden door on a house he wants to flip.
Yeah, man.
Hey, Ryan?
Hey guys, how you doing?
What's this hidden door stuff?
So I bought this custom home that was built in 1979, and for whatever reason, they wanted to put an office off of the dining room. And I have, right where the dining room table would go, there are bifold doors that open into an office or a study, and... I'm looking at this thing, and it's ugly.
Yeah.
And I thought it would be really cool to have a bookcase there or something along those lines that opens up into a hidden room. I think aesthetically the room, the dining room would look a lot better, and it would be really cool to have a hidden room.
You're talking about like Alfred on Batman revealing the Batcave through the shelving system, right? That kind of feel.
Exactly. How cool is that?
Right?
Yeah. He would take the bust of Beethoven or something. Shakespeare, I think, or something, like flip the head and then he'd hit the switch.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, Ryan. Is this, you're flipping this house, right?
Yes.
Trying to think. I'm gonna buy us a second. Stromer, think about.
Okay.
Think about, like, if you're buying this house, selling point or not? And then we'll tell you how to hook this up.
Correct.
All right. First, I'll tell you about proper cloth. Finding a dress shirt that fits is nearly impossible. Something's always off, thankfully. Ordering a custom fit shirt has never been easier with ProperCloth.com. They have shirts, they have sweaters, too. I just wore theirs up on
that
stage.
Blue one, right? You're talking about that
blue
one?
Yeah, I took it with me to Portland. Just filmed my stand-up special wearing some proper swag. Create a custom shirt in seconds by answering 10 simple questions. Choose from 20 collar styles. Did not know that. I'm going to add that to my quiche test.
Hey now, quiche.
10 cuff styles and 500 fabric styles. Shirts are made completely custom for you, starting at $80. What a time we're living in. They got a guarantee. If the shirt doesn't fit perfectly, they'll remake it free. The whole process is risk-free. Stop wearing shirts that don't fit. Start looking your best with a custom-fitted shirt. Go to propercloth.com/ace. Enter the code ACE. Save $20 on your first shirt. Propercloth.com/ace. Enter the code ACE. Save $20. Let's go, man. All right. What line was this, Jay?
All right. So here's my question. Yeah. So I'm buying a house. Am I more thrilled and excited by the prospect of a fantastic secret portal to who knows where, or do I want a sprayed kitchen cabinet that looks really nice?
Well, let's say he's going with this notion.
Okay.
How would I design it? Well, let's see. I think my first thought would be to make the bookshelf as light as I could make it.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't make it out of something heavy like MDF, although they have lightweight MDF. Mm. If you want to, you're not going to find it, I don't think, at the Home Depot, but you can find it. Anyone who's listening, there are places that end in the word ply. They start with like the city they're in, like Van Nuys, ply, Canoga, ply.
Right.
You know, they end in the word ply.
Right.
Those places will have a cornucopia
of plywood selections
that
are light as heck.
Well, you'll get to choose.
Yeah.
You'll get like the multi-ply European stuff, whatever, the stuff that's good with the paint grade, the stuff that's good with the stain grade, you know.
Now, would you go as far as to do something as daring as build this to sit on a barn-style hinge system? Or would you put it on wheels with a library ladder kind of a scenario? What are you thinking?
Go ahead.
I'm thinking on a hinge.
You're thinking on a hinge.
So like a door, essentially a door.
How wide is it? It's a 32-inch opening?
It's 39 inches.
Ooh, that's a big door.
It's a big door.
Well, it was yeah.
Okay. All right. But you make this thing stiff. You make it light. You put a back on it so it won't rack.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. But it can't weigh more than 50 pounds.
You know how black don't crack?
Heck yeah, I know.
Back don't rack.
Bring it.
Boom.
Fist bump me.
Boom. Do you have any experience in building? I could build this for you.
You might even use that gate hinge scenario with the angle iron in this, wouldn't you?
Mm.
And install it correctly.
I might.
Right?
Can I tell you this? Ryan and Stromer.
Yeah.
I was at my other shop. I was in the back, and I announced yesterday we had a piece of glass from an old Lamborghini descend across the country, like a piece of window.
Okay. Not a windshield, but a side glass.
But, okay. It's 3 foot by 2 foot or whatever.
Yeah.
I said, what are we going to do? I said, well, we got to put it in a box, and then and we got to put it in a crate. And I said, once we get the box and we've sized the box, I will whip out a crate to put that goddamn box in less than 15 minutes.
I will make
a bulletproof goddamn crate in less than 15 fucking minutes. You know what drives me nuts is seeing somebody working on the same shit all day long.
Like they're doing
I'm countersinking the screws. Like, it's a fucking crate. Just sink some screws. Let's get going. Let's get moving. I want to put a dado on it, or I want to put a rabbit, or it's like put it together, knock it out. I got a table saw back there. I'll go grab a piece of plywood, and I will knock this fucking box out in under 15 minutes.
Did you?
I haven't got the box yet. It's not a good ending. But when I do, I'll put a fucking clock on it, and in under 15 minutes, I will build a fucking crate to ship this thing across the country in it. Under 15 minutes.
I would almost like to see you pitted against any man.
Any man.
15 minutes.
Forget about man. How about
anyone?
Beast? How about Beast. Paul Bunyan's
Bring
ox?
Anybody.
Blue? Or how about a steam shovel?
Make like, that box.
Ryan?
Yeah.
You're lucky. If I were drunk right now, I'd be screaming, I'll build that fucking bookshelf for you right now.
In 10 minutes.
You got a table saw, Ryan?
Yeah.
Okay. You're good? Or how's the fence on that table saw?
I have no idea. Mm-hmm. It's an old cheap table saw I have. I'm not.
That's a finger taker.
Yeah. I get it. All right. I like your idea, but you're going to have to pull it off now. Are you going to build this yourself?
Well, here was my first thought. You always say if you can find it somewhere, do it that way. I'm thinking about running to IKEA and finding something lightweight and seeing if I can reinforce it to make it sturdy enough.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be reinforceable.
No, but here's the deal.
No? Okay. No,
here's the deal. The IKEA shit is going to weigh a ton.
Yeah. It's toxic, toxic MDF.
I like where your head is at, but it's going to weigh a lot. Yeah. You're going to have a hard time not having that thing rack. It's going to be hard.
Am I better off grabbing a Finnish carpenter and getting a couple bids on this thing as opposed to trying to hack it together myself?
Yeah, you're gonna have to find somebody who has access to a cabinet shop.
Correct.
Here's the deal. If some guy says, I'm just going to show up my pickup truck and a couple sheets, a half-inch multi-ply, and we'll clear some space in the driveway, and I'll whip this bad boy out, do not believe them.
No.
It's like someone saying, oh, I'll do dental surgery. I'll do it at your house.
Yeah, with a hammer.
Yeah, I'll just show up. We'll do it in your kitchen.
Right.
And now, you got to go to a facility.
It has to be light and functional and strong. So that requires engineering skill and carpentry skill, finished carpentry skill.
And you need a shop.
Yeah.
So
paint the cabinets.
There's no such thing as doing decent cabinet work without having access to a cabinet shop.
True.
I built plenty of cabinets on like people's lawns and stuff. It's really hard.
Yeah.
You need a cabinet shop. All right.
Receive large sheets of, sheet goods, you have to have a huge table to pick it up so it doesn't drop off the end of the saw or your partner pulls it at the wrong angle. I mean, things as small and detailed as that make all the difference in a straight cut.
Stromer's talking about a catch table.
Yep.
Nick, 35.
Yeah, I'm here.
What's going on?
Nick.
Long time, first time. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, man. What's happening?
I got an undermount fire clay front sink.
Mm-hmm. Like a farm sink, you mean? Like that look?
Yeah. Yeah, farmhouse.
Yeah.
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 So it's a relatively thin one, mm-hmm. and the guys who mounted it were kind of hacks and just put basically screws through some plywood to shoot it up into the
bottom of the counter. Yeah.
Yeah, and since the manufacturers recommend building a platform and putting it on a platform. And
sure.
So where the disposal is, it basically just cracked from the middle out to the sides.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering how. So I contacted the manufacturer of the sink, and they sent me a new one for free. But now I need to figure out how to put it in. Mm-hmm. Is that something that I can just? Because it's, you know, got the silicone on the top to the granite. Do I have to? I don't know how to cut all that out and drop the sink because there's cabinet stuff in the way. Is there a good way?
Stromer?
Well, listen, it sounds to me like what the first thought that comes to mind is sometimes you can make the slab come up off the plywood by shooting screws up underneath the cabinet into the plywood every 6 inches in a grid, slowly pushing it up as you go to kind of elevate the slab a little off the plywood.
You go, gay.
Short.
This is good stuff.
Other than that, it's going to be difficult to slip a new sink under a slab.
We got a, what do we got, 3/4 ply base?
Usually it's a 3/4 piece of ply on the cabinet, and then there's an adhesive on the plywood, and then the stone is plopped down into the adhesive.
Yeah, they don't go too nutty with that adhesive because the stuff's usually so heavy. They just put some, like, construction adhesive down and just kind of stays.
I was here when they did it. It was silicone. But so it's the island, and it's sort of oddly shaped, and so there's a big, well, I mean, it's a big square with a sink cut out, and I worry that if I try and push up not very uniformly on that.
Yeah, you would have to go very slowly with, you know, every 6 inches do a screw and just slowly push up in a rotating pattern. But clearly there's a chance it could crack.
Yeah, I think I'd rather try and disassemble the cabinet below it because it's really only just the, crossbar.
Well, hold on. Hold the phone for a second. The farmer style sinks, how do they mount on the edges?
Usually, if it's an undermount, it sits on top of the plywood and it's routered out and it sinks into the plywood top, and then the stone goes on top covering it, and they buff the edge of the stone around the farm sink.
Right. So could one slide it forward?
Potentially, yeah. If you can get the slab elevated enough and get under bullnose. That's the other problem. You got a 3/4 inch piece of bullnose.
Oh, in the front.
On the front, that's going to make it difficult unless you jack up the whole slab.
Is that what we're running into the front bullnose?
Correct. We're running the front bullnose. So you would have to.
All right.
So
hold on a second.
Go ahead.
All right. So the slab fondelier. The slab's 3/4 inch thick. Okay. But the front edge of the kitchen stuff, you're not looking at 3/4 inch. You're looking at an inch and a half because they double it up.
They glue the bottom piece on.
And they glue it on. They buff it out. They try to not let you see the seam. And it makes it look like everyone has big, thick kitchen counters. They're really half the size you're looking at. But you can't slide that sink out without running into that bullnose,
right?
No, you
can't. No.
Well, they took like a rabbit out of that bullnose, if that makes sense.
So you do have space.
So I can pull it forward.
All right. Here's what I would say. Here's what I would say.
Do they make an overmount version of the sink? Because
I don't want to go overmount.
All right.
Here's a
take it easy.
Sorry.
Quit yelling at me,
sink snob.
Sorry.
Soup Nazis and sink snobs. All right.
When you try and clean the counter.
Yeah, I got you. Here's what I'm saying. They have saws that are like Japanese banjo, dovetail, whatever. They're super thin, that have super small teeth on them that are actually flexible, that you could actually slide
up in
there.
You're talking about a hori-hori saw.
A hori-hori saw, and just go right on through that. You could also use like a heat gun or a hair dryer to kind of soften things up.
Maybe.
Use a knife, you know, use a box cutter and get everything loosened up. But I would slide it all up there and try to bust that hymen all the way around.
Bust it. Now, here's the other thing. You could call in your fabricator and say, bring the suction cups. Bring your screws and try and elevate this slab up so you can slide it out for me for $300.
No backsplash to deal with because it's an island.
No.
So that's going to be helpful.
Because if the slab guy screws up, he can at least repair what's broken and buff everything back to what it looks like, a nice polished edge, you know?
Yeah. They have all different color epoxies and
stuff. Other option, blow the cabinet face out. shatter the sink in place, put a big garbage bag under it,
yeah.
just hit it with a sledge or a hammer,
yeah.
get it out of there, and then try and weasel the new one in and see if you can somehow mount it using maybe strips of 1x to support it and screw off into the, each side of the cabinet to hold it in place.
All right. Take care of some business there, Stromer.
All right. Hey, you know everybody's got a to-do list, right? Mm-hmm. You drop off your dry cleaning, you pick up some milk. Well, how about Ads save hundreds of dollars on car insurance and you don't have to drop off or pick up anything? Why? Because Geico, duh. Just go to geico.com and in 15 minutes, you could be saving 15% or more on car insurance. You're not allocating money for frivolous things. You're allocating it to great, great insurance premiums from this fine company, geico.com, right?
Yeah.
I ran out of breath. I'm so excited. Extra money in your pocket? That's right. That's the most rewarding to do that you can do today. Geico.com.
All right. Let's talk to Jared, 26, Chicago. He's buying a condo. What's going on, Jared?
Hey, yeah. So I'm looking at two places, hoping to decide by the end of the week. The one I like a little more, the problem with it is it's a garden unit, so it's about a foot and a half below the surface. About 8 to 9 foot, it's probably 9 foot ceilings. Most of it's pretty big, like 1,400 square feet for a two bedroom, and it needs a lot of work. So I'm just kind of curious if you had any like warnings about, you know, those kind of places or
anytime,
what kind of flooring I should be looking at.
Anytime you're below grade, I get a little nervous about any flooring if it's wood, and potential for flooding. And then also with the garden units, you don't get a lot of sun sometimes in them, so they can be dark.
What year was the condo?
1910.
Yeah, so that's below grade.
Construction.
Yeah.
Here's my feeling on below grade and water. I have about the same feeling I have on flat roofs, which is eventually they leak because the water always wins. It always wins.
Right.
Now, I grew up in an old house that was 100-something years old, as I've said, and the only thing that was good about this house is the roof had such a rake on it that even though the roof was falling apart to the point where the asphalt shingles, we had like a 10-year roof on there, and we were in year 40 of like a 10-year right. roof. And it was decomposing. The asphalt was decomposing. You know, they have the little gravel in it, the
sure.
little aggregate. Once a week, my job was to sweep the porch from the gravel that had fallen off the roof because the roofing was decomposing. And if a little wind blew, the porch would just be covered in this little gravel.
But water still shed.
Never leaked.
Right? Yeah.
Never. The only thing...
The only thing that leaked were the tears from your eyes that you had to do this.
The tears of anguish of living in this house. But they never leaked because the roof, Gary will find a picture of it, had such a crazy pitch that it could never find a home.
Sure.
Conversely, my grandfather lived in a house in North Hollywood, and it had a flat roof over his office every single spring. He'd be up there with the Henrys, you know, plastic cement, sweeping and clearing out the scum, and it would leak every single time.
Yep. Bad design.
So
inherently bad design.
Jared, I don't know either one of these properties, but 1910 and subterranean sounds like moisture to me. Also, everyone's making a big deal about spores
mold
and all that kind of stuff, and it could be a real sticky selling point if somebody comes in to when you're flipping it and you're having some kids and it's 6 years from now and somebody comes in and you got the smells a little musty in here.
Let's do a mold check.
And then they go, I'm just gonna have a certified guy come out and find something wrong with your condo.
Correct. $5,000 right. later, mold abatement.
$5,000 on a good day.
Yeah,
on a
right.
good day. Gary, you got a picture of that a picture of that house.
What's the other property, I wonder, that this guy's considering?
That's a good question.
What's the other property, Jared?
So the other one's a third floor one, but it's much smaller, and the kitchen is like super small, and it would be hard to do much with it. It's you know.
Mm-hmm.
Is the below grade one, has anyone ever said anything about moisture? Has there been leaking? Has there ever mm-hmm. been anything that's wrong with it?
No, they have to, apparently they have to report flooding,
but
and they said they haven't. But it's you know, it's hard to know. It needs a ton of work. It's like a ceramic floor right now.
And what's the subfloor? Is it just a slab that was dug in and poured, and that's that?
I can't tell because.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel creeped out a little bit by the subterranean with the potential for, you know, as Adam said, water leaking, rain, big rain in Chicago, you know, all of a sudden you get flooding and it could be a nightmare. I don't know.
I just personally, I feel you, Jared. Look, go ahead and get certified whatever mold guy and get him out and see if you can knock this guy down a couple of digits and, you know, nip it in the bud, right? What's funny?
Nothing. Just your brain. That's all. It's a facile and fast brain. And if you pay attention, there's some fun shit in there.
Now you sound like my family.
That's what's the matter.
Gary, where's the picture of that goddamn house? I've had 2,000 pictures of that house.
I'm still looking. I'm not.
Jesus,
I feel
Gary.
Like you go online and find a picture.
Runs
of that,
with fairy.
I'm online right now. I put in Adam Carolla childhood home. Is there any other word you think might help?
I don't know. Ask Max Zapata. Pull that picture up. In a second. I'll tell you about type in lean two. Simply Safe 2017. The Better Business Bureau heard more than 5,000 complaints about alarm companies. Yeah. That is alarming. Home security is the top 10% of most complained about industries. Kind of sad, but it makes sense, right? My friends at Simply Safe Home Security treat you right. No contracts. Nothing's hidden. I've known Simply Safe for years. They're great people. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau for 10 years running. Over 40,000 five-star reviews.
Jeez, that's
think
a lot.
About that.
Huge.
Simply Safe is what security should be. You're getting the best protection, period, but you're getting a great company, too. Now, it was only conceived because the guy went to Harvard and his friends got ripped off and they started looking for a security company and realized all security companies were ripped off.
Well, and he's an industry disruptor, isn't he?
He's an industry disruptor. Yeah. That's right. Visit SimplySafeAce.com. There's two I's in there. SimplySafeAce.com and find out why they're the best. All right, there's the old house.
Look at the pitch on that bad boy. That's a cute house. I like that house.
Yeah, not in the 70s.
No, you didn't, really?
Well, now it's cool. You got to think about the 70s. The 70s were the Brady Bunch.
Oh, yeah, that looks more like Munsters a little bit. It really does. And hey, look, there's Grandpa.
You didn't get inside. You got to go inside
this
house.
What's in that attic? Nothing but evil, am I right?
Nothing but evil in that attic. That house was 900 square feet.
It looks not bad. I thought I was expecting much worse, I got to tell you.
Well, here's the problem with everybody all the time.
What?
First off, not to generalize, but you're seeing a picture of the house after it was like sort of cleaned up a little bit. But right. Also, you don't understand that in the 70s, all the old – you look at an old house now and you go, oh, that's cool. It's got a bunch of detail character, and architectural character and blah, blah, blah. In the 70s, stuff from the turn of the century was just old and weird and haunted. Everyone wanted shag carpet and cottage cheese on the ceiling. That's what the inside of that house looks
Strummer. That's hippie. I could smoke some grass in there.
That was the main house. That's like you're looking at a picture of this house. That's the whole house.
That's where you go to smoke grass and listen to Zeppelin.
Look how wide that house is.
Wow.
It's the whole goddamn house.
That's fantastical. What happened in there? You don't even want to tell me, do you?
I don't. I want that
years
house,
of horror.
That house was torn to the ground.
Really?
To the ground.
It could have been like a place like the Elvis Mansion.
Look at that kitchen.
Could have charged admission.
Look at that
mustard.
Kitchen.
That's mustard.
Look at that kitchen. That's the goddamn kitchen.
That's a rollaway. Is that a rollaway dishwasher?
Yes, it is.
I had one of those.
Taking up the whole goddamn kitchen.
I had a rollaway.
Oh, show them the bathroom.
Well, that looks like where the serial killer tortures the people.
Yeah.
That's it.
This is why when I freak out at my house every once in a while, it's just I don't want clutter. I want stuff to be clean. I want stuff to be nice. Everyone just looks at me like I'm high.
What's the theme of the wallpaper over the shower? What are those things?
I don't know. It's a mess.
Are they wagons?
I blocked it all out of my mind.
Let me ask you a serious question.
We had the refrigerator in the hall. You'd have to pass it to get to my bedroom on the porch on the back, and you bang your shoulder on the refrigerator because it took up the hall.
Did you ever make sweet love to a little lady in that house?
Not one time. Never.
Where'd you take them?
I didn't have any. By the time I moved out, I lived in this house from basically zero to like 14 or 13.
Okay. Right.
And then I moved out. I didn't live with my mom. Right. She's a delight. Anyway, I could imagine pitching that to Lynette. Hey, I'm going to take your two kids and move them somewhere else. All right.
Oh, you know what you had, by the way? You had the thing that goes on the phone that you can cradle your shoulder and with the receiver.
That's a later offering at the Corolla house.
Something.
Believe you me.
That holds the shoulder
phone. When you
phone.
Guys go to aceontheroof.com and look at these pictures, you're going to see like a TV in the kitchen. That's because the picture was taken from 1990. I didn't live there when there was a TV in the kitchen. I didn't live there when there was a phone in the kitchen. There was one phone. It was like bolted to the wall, and it was up the hall.
It's good cutlery right there, as I can see. Cutting the cheese.
Weird. It's miniature. You guys have no idea how small and how horribly laid out that whole mess was. It's like living in a goddamn mess. And that's why I'm in architecture now. All right, let's take the Podcast One survey. How about that? You can do it two easy ways and go to podcastone.com/mysurvey or go to podcastone.com and click on the survey banner. It just helps. Takes a couple seconds, and we thank you in advance. How about you go to Chassis and pre-order your uppity? How about you go to adamcarolla.com and check out all the swag and the new website and all the stuff we got going on over there. Pretty cool. Live shows everywhere. Go to amcroll.com for all that. What do you got?
You know what I got to do this weekend? Build goddamn bookshelves for my brother.
Really?
I really do. Speaking of putting making cabinets on your lawn.
You got decent fence?
Yeah, I do. I got a nice saw. I got that new DeWalt. I got a great chop saw. It's going to be easy. It doesn't have to look great. His girlfriend's an author, so she's got a ton of books. We're going to do it. Paint great. Done.
So, until next time, Adam Kroll for Eric Stromer saying mahalo.
Subscribe on iTunes or visit aceontheroof.com. This is Corolla Digital.